From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. That was Home by Daughtry, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and special thanks to our show producer, Christine Sinanen, for coming up with today's home theme song. Well, in addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also published Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize: the Charleston Home and Design Show, which takes place every January, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, which happens every April, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every August. Well, today we got a great show lined up for you. Today's radio show is coming to you from Real Deal Countertops, and we'll be talking with Rafael Ketevez with Real Deal Countertops, also Kevin Jones with Mosquito Shield, John Rosa with Rhino Shield, Kathy Bullock with Floor Covering International of Charleston, and finally Brian Bogla with Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern. Well, I want to tell you about some, we've got some exciting things that are happening with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. First of all, have you picked up the new issue, our spring issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine? We've got two very well-known national TV stars on the cover, Kevin O'Connor and Tom Silva of This Old House. And they've been on the show for many, many years. They're very recognizable, and they've been in town this past fall, filming two different projects, and we were involved with one of those projects. And so, you're going to if you pick up the new issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, you'll be able to read about their experience in Charleston, and also they involved the American College of Building Arts with their projects here in Charleston. And don't forget to watch This Old House on your local PBS station every Thursday evening. I think it goes for about 10 weeks. So it's always great when you can watch a national show that features Charleston. You see lots of lots of landmarks and so forth. But the other thing that is very exciting is the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, which is happening on Saturday, April 28th from 1 to 5 p.m. on Daniel Island. And we have made arrangements for 8 custom homes to be that you're going to be able to walk through, and also speak one-on-one with each of the builders that were responsible for those custom homes. And it's all to benefit East Cooper Habitat for Humanity. And I'll just tell you, we put a limit on the number of tickets we sell. We usually sell about 400 tickets, and we're about a quarter of the way sold. And they've sold this year, we've noticed, faster than they have in the past 6 years. And so If you are building a new house, if you're remodeling, if you're looking for some inspiration on a project you're thinking about, you definitely want to walk through these home tours. When we were building our house, we walked through as many home tours as we could because we were just looking for great ideas. And you're definitely going to get lots and lots of great ideas by walking through the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour happening Saturday, April 28th from 1 to 5 p.m. And you can buy tickets. They're only $25 in advance. Isn't that a bargain? DanielIslandLuxuryHomeTour.com, DanielIslandLuxuryHomeTour.com. If any tickets are available on Saturday, the day of, we usually get close to sell out in advance. They'll be $30 the day of. But let me give you a few of the details. House number one was built by Shelter Custom Built Living, and that's 572 Waiting Place on Daniel Island. And you'll find lots of they've got a Wolf and Sub-Zero appliances in the the chef-inspired kitchen. They've got modern flush trim throughout, custom mat finished, rift quarter sawn white oak flooring, steel and glass panel staircase railings. Really cool. And this house is sponsored by Aqua Blue Pools and Sub-Zero. Also, they've got a second house, Shelter Built Custom Living, 129 Nobles Point, and custom distressed saw cut oak powder room vanity, shiplap and board and batten throughout, custom designed lights and designer lighting throughout. The third house is 449 Lassane Street on Daniel Island, and that was built by Southeastern Custom Homes and Renovations. And you will find an open floor plan with marsh views, 11-foot ceilings, leathered marble countertops. And this home is sponsored by Coralberry Cottage. I forgot to mention the second Shelter custom-built house is sponsored by Stone Central. The fourth house was built by Delpino Custom Homes, 1433 Tidal Mill Place on Daniel Island, and this is being sponsored by Nano Environmental Solutions. And you'll find statuary quartz countertops and fireplace surround, evening star mosaic marble tile bar backsplash, cathedral ceiling in the dining room with reclaimed barn wood detail. And I'm just touching, these are just a couple of the highlights for each house. Another house on the tour, I think we're up to number five or six, is 129 Brailsford Street. And that was built by Low Country Premier Custom Homes, and it's being sponsored by Outdoor Living Perspectives and Backyard Retreats. And you'll find custom reclaimed wood accents throughout, a swimming pool overlooking the 16th hole of Ralston Creek Golf Course, bluestone and travertine on porches and decks. 565 Waiting Place is the sixth house on the tour, six of eight houses, and that was built by Mashi Custom Homes and being sponsored by Next Gen Technologies. And you'll find custom-built trusses in the kitchen, full wall antique mirror backsplash, a custom walkthrough shower in the master bathroom, and of course a custom audio video distribution system with integrated security and surveillance and automation. So lots and lots of great ideas in each one of these houses. The seventh house was built by Jackson Built Custom Homes at 1440 Smythe Street on Daniel Island. And there's a vaulted kitchen featuring tile wall and fully integrated thermidor refrigerator, a walk-in butler's pantry with white oak floating shelves and counter-to-ceiling brick walls, a vaulted upstairs hallway with river view. Lots and lots of great options here and ideas. And this home is being sponsored by Floor Coverings International. And our eighth house was built by Max Crosby Construction. It's at 250 Furman Farm Place, and it's being sponsored by Mosquito Shield, and it's got natural American black walnut floors, marble look porcelain tile in the master bath, a steam shower enclosure in the master bath, quartz countertops in the kitchen. Lots and lots of great options, and you definitely want to take advantage of the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour. Buy tickets at danielislandluxuryhometour.com, danielislandluxuryhometour.com. Have a great weekend.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from Real Deal Countertops at 818 Central Avenue in Somerville, and now we're talking with Rafael Ketevez with Real Deal Countertops. How are you, Rafael?
Good, Tim. How are you doing?
Sure, good. Rafael, take a moment and tell everybody about Real Deal Countertops.
All right, Real Deal Countertop is a countertop fabricator. It's a family-owned business, countertops fabricators in Somerville.
Very good. And so you folks at Real Deal Countertops specialize in natural stone, and I think you guys also have some engineered stone, like quartz material.
Yes, we do. We, like you said, we specialize in natural stone, but we also work with quartz. Mm-hmm. We have several different brands that we work with, and we keep them a lot in stock as well.
Mm-hmm. Good deal. Where around the house? Everybody knows, obviously. Natural stone, granite, and marble goes great in kitchens and bathrooms. Where else around the house has Real Deal Countertops installed some of your stone?
All right, so we, of course, the kitchen and the bathroom, we have done fireplaces with granite, with natural stone. Surrounds, yes, and the hearth as well. Outdoor kitchen, we can do that too. It's becoming very more and more popular right now. For outdoor kitchens. Mm-hmm. Granite is very durable and made for outdoor kitchen. Mm-hmm. As well.
All right. Talk about some of the things that set Real Deal Countertops apart from maybe some of the other stone fabricators around town.
The big difference that I can say is we are importers. Mm-hmm. So we have over 500 slabs in stock right now with probably over 30 different colors. So it's not a lot of people can say that you know, have that amount of slab in stock. And other different is customer come here, we don't need to send them all over the place, all over Charleston to look for material. We have them here. So it's a one-stop shop. They come here, select their stone, we give them the price, we measure, we fabricate, we install. So it's nothing, no subcontractors. So a lot of the companies, they use subcontractors to install you know, countertops. And you don't know who's going to your house. Everybody that works for Real Deal, it works for Real Deal. It's no subcontract. Mm-hmm. So you're going to see them with our shirts. We're going to see them driving our trucks. It's no unmarked cars going to people's houses. Mm-hmm. So it's people that work for us. We know who is going to our customer's house.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And so a typical fabricator will have stone samples on hand. But you're looking at a small piece versus the entire slab. And Real Deal Countertops, you folks have how many slabs here on hand?
We have probably actually over 500 slabs in stock.
Wow.
We have the warehouse in the back that where we store. It's one thing, Tim, it's all inside. So it can be raining or shine. It's all inside. The stone is all stored inside the warehouse. So it's not outside. Customers come in, we bring them out to our warehouse, and they make their selection.
Kind of taking the middleman out of the process then.
Exactly.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay, good deal. Talk about the process of having stone countertops installed in your house.
All right, so first, when a customer called us to have a free in-home estimate, so we'll come out to their house if they don't come in to the showroom with a measurement. We'll come out and measure their countertops, and we work the numbers right there with them, and we invite them back to our warehouse so they can build their material. Once they build their material, we'll schedule a final measurement. Everything that we do, Tim, is all digital. Okay, it's no, you know, template. It's all digital. It's all laser templating that we do. And that will cut the minimize mistakes with the laser templating. We'll bring it back and we do the cutouts here. Our machine is pretty much a push and button machine. We'll put these labs in there. Machine cuts everything by itself. So everything is digital and robotic.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And you know, a lot of people think that that stone countertops might be unaffordable, but on a like a per square foot basis, like what would be like on the low end of a of stone installed versus maybe some of the exotic stones installed?
Good that you asked, Tim. Real deal countertops right now, we have promotions all the time. And the promotion that we have right now, we've got two colors. That we have promotion, $35 a square foot, okay? That will, it's installed, okay? So, of course, they have to come here and look at it. It's a beautiful stone. It just, we have a lot in stock. $35 per square foot, get your countertop installed.
And what's an average square foot for somebody's house usually?
Average, you would say about, you know, between 40 and 55 square feet. It's a kind of standard kitchen. And you can have a kitchen there for less than $2,000. Of course, if they selected to purchase a sink, removal and disposal, those are extra. But, you know, that $35 a square foot, that would include the stone, the polishing, the installation, that would include all that.
Mm-hmm. That's very affordable. And I think that's kind of, there's a myth that people, when people started getting granite countertops installed, it was only in like the really nice rich houses but the prices have come down quite a bit, and it's really affordable for everyone now. And what an impact that having stone countertops makes in your house.
The big thing is the value. That will bring the value of your house up, because mm-hmm. nowadays everybody are looking for granite countertops in the kitchen and the bathroom, and you know what sells. The house is the kitchen and the bathrooms. Mm-hmm. And bottom line, put a countertop, is going to add value to your house.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people, when they go to put their house up for sale, they will, a real estate agent might say, you know, you might want to replace the countertops and put some granite in or something like that. That ends up being something that's done when you're on your way out of the house, and why not get it done now when you're enjoying living in your house, and then you get to the benefit of having those countertops while you live there, and then you know that there's going to be a payback when you move out.
No question about it, Tim. Is the best, I think, is the best thing to do is putting granite countertop on your house. And again, like I said, it's going to bring the values up. And like you said, it joy, you know, and when it gets to the point to sell it, you're going to get your money back, no question about it.
Well, how can folks get more information about Real Deal Countertops?
All right, they can come to the showroom, 818 Central Avenue in Somerville, or they can call the office. So 843-832-0819, or they can call me in on my cell too, 843-729-1176.
And what's the website again?
RealDealCountertops.com.
Okay, great. Well, we have been talking with Rafael Quetaves with Real Deal Countertops. Thanks so much, Rafael.
Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Real Deal Countertops, located at 818 Central Avenue in Somerville. And now we're talking with Kevin Jones with Mosquito Shield. How you doing, Kevin?
Good. How you doing, Tim?
Good. Kevin, take a moment. Tell everybody about Mosquito Shield.
Well, Mosquito Shield, we are a residential mosquito control company. We cover the entire metro area of Charleston. We have customers everywhere from Kiowa to Seabrook to Ravenel all the way up to Monk's Corner.
Mm-hmm.
So we can cover the entire area. We are out on average every 2 weeks. We spray your property. There's nothing to purchase as far as a system goes or anything, nothing to maintain. We do all the work.
Mm-hmm.
We have a money-back guarantee and a free respray policy. So if you start seeing activity between services, you just give us a call and we come back out and take care of it.
How does the mosquito shield system work? You when you say spray, what do you mean?
We use a backpack blower. Mm-hmm. It's a 5-horse backpack blower. It's all a liquid. It's a concentrate. It's primarily essential oils and extracts. It's a proprietary blend called a Flex Blend, which allows us to add other products to it depending on weather conditions, temperature, things like that. We can do it all natural, mm-hmm. which is there with no synthetic pesticides at all.
Mm-hmm.
We have our standard, which does have a small amount of a control product. It's an EPA registered product. Active ingredients similar to what you find in Vanix, which is a flea and tick, you know, treatment mm-hmm. for your dogs. And our service does even take care of the mosquitoes. It does take care of fleas and ticks also. Mm-hmm. So you kind of get 2-for-1.
Do your customers ask you about whether it's safe for their kids and their pets?
Oh, absolutely. And that's usually everybody's first question.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the perfect choice.
Mm-hmm.
Takes about 10-15 minutes for it to dry. Once it's dry, then you're good to get back into the yard. And like I said, it does take care of controlling fleas and ticks also. So it's perfect for both.
Does Mosquito Shield come out to a person's house on a day where it might be rainy?
We don't typically actually spray in an active rain, but once we have sprayed, once it dries, then it does resist a moderate rain. We have products in there. It's called Rain Shield, which does help to protect it from breaking down in rain.
Does it affect the lawn or the landscaping at all?
No, absolutely not. Your plants and lawn will not absorb any of the products. It just adheres to it. And we'll spray around all your active areas, decks, patios, around the front door, and all landscaped areas. That gives it something to adhere to also.
Mm-hmm. Have you encountered any properties that are have above average mosquitoes? Like maybe if you live on the marsh or, you mentioned that Mosquito Shield has there's a natural formula and then there's one that's maybe a little bit of a stronger grade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the our standard product we use a actual insecticide and we mix it in with it. We do an all-natural, which is more just to mask your CO2 and to repel mosquitoes. It doesn't actually kill the adult mosquito. Where a standard blend kills the adult, it masks your CO2 and repels also.
When you say it masks your CO2,
yeah,
what does that mean?
Well, your CO2, when you exhale, that's one of the ways that the mosquitoes find you.
Mm-hmm.
They have receptors, and they can detect CO2, so they know that's a blood meter.
So how does it mask your CO2? Because you go back out in the yard, and of course you're exhaling.
Right. Yeah.
How does that work?
It's just part of the blend itself. We use a lot of garlic oil. There's cedar oil, different types of oils and extracts that will mask. It just makes it harder for the mosquito to pick up the CO2 than without it.
Are you doing things like looking for maybe some toys that might be collecting water or things like that where mosquitoes can breed?
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime we see kids' toys left out, even plants, buckets, anything that this holding water is perfect place for them to breed. They have to have moisture in order to lay eggs and to hatch off.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we're always looking for that. We'll notify the homeowner, just kind of keep an eye on that, or we'll dump water out of them actually while we're on the property.
Do that for the homeowner.
Sure.
That's good.
Oh, yeah.
What about you've got an irresponsible neighbor and they've got
I mean, I hate to think that they might have some tires or something, but things around their yard that are collecting water and you know, breeding mosquitoes, aren't those mosquitoes just going to come right over to your yard in the wind?
No, really, they won't, because, you know, what we do, we're creating a barrier around your property, which will stop them from coming in onto your property. So, you know, whatever their problems are going to continue to be their problems.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be your problem.
That's good. That's good.
But the best thing to do is just talk your neighbor into picking us our service up too, and then we'll take care of both of them.
Well, that was my next question. Are they going to benefit from their contract that they have, that, you know, you have a contract with Mosquito Shield? Is your neighbor going to benefit?
Well, no, not really, because, like I say, we create a barrier around your property and your active areas. So it really doesn't reach out that far. It's just stopping any kind of intrusion from your neighbor's property.
Does your customers at Mosquito Shield, do you tell them they should expect to see zero mosquitoes or a few mosquitoes, or when should they pick up the phone and say, I think we need a retreatment?
Yeah, that's a good point. It's more than one. I mean, because they can blow on your property. They're so light, they can blow, you know, in a heavy wind. But once they're on your property, then they'll die.
Mm-hmm.
But it's typically more than one before you start calling us.
How about Zika? Zika's not been in the news lately, but is that still something that people should be concerned with?
No, absolutely. Any Zika and encephalitis, West Nile, they can carry a lot of different types of diseases. But yeah, Zika is out there. It's something you always need to be concerned about.
The big question that I think everybody has is, you know, does the Mosquito Shield system work? Because maybe they've tried something else in the past and been disappointed, and they may be reluctant to, you know, to jump into a contract knowing that, you know, or not knowing that this is a something that's really going to work for them.
Yeah, absolutely. It does work. You can check our reviews on Google. Just Google us, Mosquito Shield, and you can check out our website at mostshield.com. We do offer a money-back guarantee, so if you're not satisfied, you know, we'll return your money.
Mm-hmm.
It does work.
Does Mosquito Shield have any we're starting to get into the season, but is it still considered preseason? Do you have any specials or anything like that?
We are running a special up to right about now. We're getting ready to get started this end of this week, and first next week is the start. Temperatures have finally gotten up to the point, usually nighttime temperatures, as long as they're 55 degrees and up. And that's where we're going to start seeing activity, so that's where we're getting out there now,
mm-hmm.
proactive and trying to get on them before they start hashing off.
Good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Mosquito Shield?
You can give us a call. Our number is 854-444-2667. You can go online at moshield.com and check us out there.
Moshield.
M-O-S-H-I-E-L-D.
Okay.
Moshield.com.
Okay.
Give us a call. Google us, Moshield, or just Mosquito Shield, and we'll pop right up.
All right. Good deal. Well, we have been talking with Kevin Jones with Mosquito Shield. Thanks so much, Kevin.
Right. Thanks, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And now we're talking with John Rosa with Rhino Shield by Palmetto Ceramic Coatings. How you doing, John?
Good. How are you?
Good. John, take a moment. Tell everybody about Rhino Shield.
Rhino Shield is an exterior ceramic coating system that is applied over the exterior painted areas of your house. It's 8 to 10 times thicker than paint. It has a 25-year guarantee against peeling, cracking, and chipping. It's designed to waterproof and insulate the home and utilizes a ceramic technology that makes it a low-E coating. So.
Gotcha. So Rhino Shield, you folks paint the exterior of people's houses.
That's correct.
And it's not just paint.
That's right. It's not to get too technical, it's an elastomeric ceramic coating. And what that simply means is as the home expands and contracts, our product is designed to expand and contract with the wood or the substrate. the thickness is 8 to 10 times thicker, and it doesn't break down. It has a high salt tolerance, so it works really well in coastal communities.
Mm-hmm.
Any color you like, we can do all that. A lot of prep work goes into the house. Followed it with some good customer service, and you're protecting your home with 25 years. There's not a lot of people that can offer that.
Can you buy this type of paint at a paint store?
You cannot. This coating is it's so thick, it has to be applied a certain way. We spray 90% of what we do because our goal is to build up a thickness.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of comparison with traditional paint, we're using about 3 to 4 times the amount of the coating compared to traditional paint. And this coating must be applied about 100 square foot a gallon. And in the coatings industry, it's all about utilizing unique primers and spread rates, so we're a lot thicker.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes a technician to be able to spray that. It takes a certain type of spray equipment. If I can't do it, it's difficult for the public. So.
It's not a do-it-yourself
product. It's not
product.
A do-it-yourself, no, sir.
Gotcha. And when you say it has a 25-year warranty, you know, I've bought paint before, and on the can it says 15-year, 20-year, 25-year, but I always seem to, my house needs to be repainted in less time.
Our warranty is what we offer with Rhino Shield is a turnkey system, and that 25 years includes, if you have a defect, we come out and take care of that for you guys. We're married to you for 25 years. We also have a transferable warranty, which does a lot for resale. In fact, with Charleston booming like it is, in the whole state of South Carolina, we're doing a lot of that right now. New homeowners are really, really enjoying the benefits they're getting from having the coating on the home.
Mm-hmm. Average house in Charleston, how often do they need to repaint the exterior?
Depending on the substrates, we put Rhino Shield on any substrate, but to specifically answer your question, you have wood trim on a lot of these hardy plank homes they're building out there. The wood trim's typically done. I've seen it done every year to 3 to 5 years. Lots of the cement board, depending on the color they're selecting, is every 3 to 6. So you very rarely do you run into somebody that's had their home painted for 10 years and it still looks good.
So they may not get their house painted every 10 years, but it looks like they need to have their house painted in Charleston every 10 years or so.
In the eye of the beholder, that's correct.
Right, right. What about, there's certain paint colors that will fade quicker than others. Surprisingly, yellow is one of those paint colors that will fade quicker than, if it's painted dark, it will fade quicker.
Anything can fade. Paints come in 3 different bases. You got white, clear, deep, and clear base. Clear base paints are a little bit darker, and they can fade. We do usually advise our customers to go with something a little bit lighter. One of the benefits of our coatings, it reflects 83% of radiant heat and cools a wall surface 25 to 30 degrees. Obviously, you get a little more energy efficiency the lighter you go. If we go golfing in black outfits like ninjas, we're going to be a little hotter. But we do any color. So, if you had a fade issue, we don't cover fading, but we'll be happy to come out and touch up a wall for you. And once the coating's on the home, if we had to do a touch-up, it really doesn't take much time at all, and we're happy to do so.
I think that's a very appealing thing to a homeowner to most homeowners want as low maintenance a house as possible. They don't want to be spending their weekends doing fix-up projects and stuff. And so to say to a homeowner, you're not going to have to paint your house for 25 years, guaranteed.
That's correct. We take a tremendous amount of pride in taking care of people, taking care of the community. Like I said, the benefit that we get that I commonly hear from customers is, if there's a question or they want something inspected, a piece of wood looked at, because we do a lot of carpentry work, they know who they're getting and who they've done business with, and we come out there and we take care of them. I mean, it's a relationship that we look to keep.
Mm-hmm.
We get a lot of referrals because we're good with our customers. We've had done very well online with our reviews with the Angie's List and the Better Business Bureau, and it's because we have good customers that work with us. It's been a real treat doing business here in town.
Talk about the prep work that goes in before a drop of paint is ever put on the house at Rhino Shield.
So our crews have crew chiefs on each crew, and that crew comes out on day one. The crew chief's there to supervise the crew. He also works on the crew, which is a big benefit for us. But he will come out and pressure wash on day one. And if there's any carpentry, any wood repair that needs to be done, we'll walk the customer around and explain to them. Again, we can do all carpentry work. From there, we begin to sand or scrape as necessary. We go around the house looking for areas that need to be re-caulked. Because we spray everything, there's a lot of masking that's involved. Once we have everything masked and taped off, we have a two-coat application that starts with the primer coat. That's a water-resistant sticky coat. And then the top coat's the Rhino Shield. Everything starts with the prep work. Mm-hmm. And we actually like to walk the homeowner around the job to inspect the prep work before we get putting the Rhino Shield on, just so we can all buy in that it's done the right way.
Sometimes you can get into some major repairs, I would guess.
We have gotten into some major repairs. In fact, on more than one occasion, we've found structural problems on the home. And fortunately for us, we have the type of crews. A lot of our crews used to be in the home building industry. They like painting and coating with us because it's a little bit easier and it's consistent for them. But we can fix anything. And if we can't fix something, we will bring in the right people that can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the paint trade is one of those trades that you not only have to be expert at being a good painter, but you also have to have some carpentry skills.
There's a lot of really good painters out there. I'm not one to bash anybody. I think a lot of those really good painters would also agree that there's a lot of painters that don't know how to do carpentry work, mm-hmm. and that kind of is one of those things that puzzles me, mm-hmm. because most homes have at least something on there that's rotted.
Mm-hmm. How does Rhino Shield work on a cement, fiber cement siding?
It does great. We do a ton of cement board and hardy plank. We do a lot of stucco. We do any substrate with this coating. The primer that we put on the home is like a glue. It's very sticky. It's used for adhesion and water resistance. So when that primer is put on that substrate, that Rhino Shield will bond to that primer, similar to like a two-part epoxy, and it forms a membrane that's flexible on the house. Mm-hmm. So it is a two-part application. Everything that we do is primed first, and any old-school painters out there will tell you got to prime it all first. So that's the staple of our application system.
That's always a question I have, is whether I need to prime or not.
Yeah, I mean, you want to prime any treated lumber, any raw wood that we
any raw
down
wood,
to,
but
we,
if you're painting over an existing paint job, do you still need to prime?
There's situations where the wood's very dry. You put that oil-based primer, it's a stain-blocking agent, but it's like putting lotion on dry skin. When in doubt, because if we don't prep it right, you'll be calling us back to fix it. So we go above and beyond in a situation like that. We'd rather be safe than to take a chance.
Mm-hmm. Do you get many callbacks at Rhino Shield?
We get some callbacks from time to time, but they're really limited to every now and then you get a rusted nail that'll pop. You can't do anything about rusted nails. But for the most part, if you have a board that's, when the home was built, for example, cedar houses where the wood's too close to the ground and water's wicking up, there's not enough clearance or there's no flashing on some of these older homes, you can have some services there, but nothing too crazy.
What about some neighborhoods require you to have your house pressure washed once a year or so, and other neighborhoods don't require it, but they really should get it pressure washed. Does Rhino Shield recommend having your house?
We recommend all our customers wash their homes once a year.
Once a year.
And if you have a painted home out there, I recommend you wash it once a year.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Rhino Shield?
We are at rhinoshieldsc.com online. You can call our office, 843-884-1992. We're on Facebook. We're everywhere.
Good deal. All right. Well, we've been talking with John Rosa with Rhino Shield by Palmetto Ceramic Coatings. Thanks so much, John.
Thank you so much for having us.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Real Deal Countertops, located at 818 Central Avenue in Somerville. And now we're talking with Kathy Bullock with Floor Covering International of Charleston. How are you doing, Kathy?
I'm doing good today, Tim.
Good. Kathy, take a moment and tell everybody about Floor Covering International of Charleston.
Okay, well, we are a mobile company, so we do not have a storefront that our clients come to. We go directly to our clients with all types of flooring, including hardwood, carpet, tile, laminate. We're a full-service turnkey provider of flooring.
Well, I can just imagine how convenient that must be for a customer to have Floor Covering International of Charleston come to you. And, maybe your house is torn up, it's being remodeled, and, there's all sorts of things that are popping up unexpectedly. It's hard to the demands on you are really tough, so it's hard to get out there and visit all the showrooms And Floor Covering International Charleston is going to be coming to you to help you with your floor coverings.
Exactly. And we like to say we're changing the way people shop for flooring. It's just so much more convenient to see things in your house, to see the product in your house. We are a one-stop shop, so we come in, we measure thoroughly. One person sees the job site, does the measuring. That's my husband, Rob.
Mm-hmm.
He has literally 3,000 samples of different types of flooring in the mobile showroom, and depending on the correct application, he'll show the client what it is that he recommends. Some people think they know what they want, but it might not be a product that would work best in their situation. A lot of times people don't know that if they're on a slab, they need to do an engineered product rather than a solid wood product.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot to flooring that an average consumer might not necessarily know. And where the experts will come in, we'll look at the area, the application, the way the people live, and make suggestions accordingly.
Mm-hmm. With 3,000 different flooring choices, how do you help a homeowner narrow that down?
Well, we say 3,000 because it also includes all of the different colorways. So
okay.
If we've got a book of carpet, mm-hmm. it's going to include all of the different colors that that particular carpet comes in. Same with a hardwood or a laminate product. Generally speaking, a customer knows what they want.
Mm-hmm.
They want a hard surface, or they might want carpet in their bedrooms, or they may be looking for a runner on the stairs. So, you know, we take what their general idea and what they envision in the space and make suggestions accordingly. They may have pets, so they may not want to go with a solid hardwood product. They may want to go with a luxury vinyl plank that looks very much like wood, or they may want to go with a laminate that is very cost effective and these days very durable. Same with people with children. You know, hardwood's going to get scratched up, and you've got to be aware of that and find the best product for your lifestyle and situation.
Hmm. So the your dog's nails are going to be scratching up that hardwood floor?
They certainly can, absolutely. And some people don't mind that. They know that's part of it. And most people like that floor to look as new as possible, mm-hmm. for as many years as possible.
Are people steering away from carpeting and going toward more hard surfaces in the home?
For the public areas and the living areas, yes. People like hard surfaces, be that a ceramic tile, laminate, like I said, or a wood product. We do an awful lot of carpet in bedrooms.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people who still like carpet in bedrooms. Staircases, we'll go in and put, say, a hardwood tread on a staircase, but typically people still want to come back with either a nice wool runner or something, just so that people or dogs don't go sliding down that nice hardwood floor. It still gives you the effect of having the hardwood stairs, because obviously it's there, but it still gives you that safety feature too.
I kind of feel a little bad for some of those companies that have the word carpet in their names, because, 20, 30 years ago, that's what everybody had in their house, and now everybody they're not buying carpet as much as they used to.
Exactly.
And you folks were smart to call yourselves Floor Covering International of Charleston, because that covers the gamut.
Exactly. It covers the array of everything that can cover.
Mm-hmm. What's most popular? What are you finding as far as floor coverings that people are buying?
We are still doing probably as much luxury vinyl plank, LVP or LVT, what is how it's sometimes referred to, in homes, as much as we do hardwood, just because it's more durable.
Mm-hmm.
It's got some waterproof properties to it. It's got some pet-proof properties to it. And it looks like wood when it's down. Same with laminate. Someone, like I said, will call and think they want a hard wood floor, but many times they will settle on a luxury vinyl plank or a laminate that looks just like wood, just because it's easier to maintain and it stays looking good for a long time.
The luxury vinyl plank, I don't think I've ever seen a flooring product that has rocketed to popularity as quickly as luxury vinyl plank. Kind of paint a picture for our listeners what that looks like.
Well, you can get it in a wood-looking product, and you can also get it in a tile-looking product, meaning, say, a travertine, a natural stone, I guess I should say. It's still a vinyl, but it's not your sheet vinyl that we had 20 years ago, 30 years ago. It looks very much like stone when it's down, or wood when it's down. So it comes in a lot of different options.
So the planks themselves remind me a little bit of laminate, the way laminate flooring is sold or used to be sold. I haven't bought laminate flooring in a long time. So it's about the same size, what, about 6-8 inches wide?
You can, 5 inches, 7 inches, 9 inches for larger spaces,
and then
which are
by,
really wide plank.
By about 48 inches long? Or,
yes,
okay.
Yes, exactly.
And is it a floating floor, or does it adhere to the
It depends on the application. Most of the time it would be a floating floor, yes. Mm-hmm.
And the thing that I was warned about when I had some laminate flooring installed in our office 10 plus years ago was, don't ever get it wet, because it's going to peel and it'll be ruined.
Yes.
And so this luxury vinyl plank flooring, it's waterproof.
Yes, it is. But in defense of laminates these days, we've come a long way.
They have, you're right.
Yes, and many of them do have some water repellent. Most of them now would be more water repellent than they were back in the day, and they don't chip and peel like they used to.
Does the laminate, one of the things I don't like about the old laminate flooring that we have in our office is it's got that echoey sound when you walk on it,
right.
And it's very distinct. It reminds you almost that it's not real.
Yes, it's got some
plasticky components. Sound. Yeah.
Yeah.
Does the newer laminate have that?
Much quieter.
Gotcha.
And with the proper underlayment and proper installation, and that's key. And we, as a one-stop shop, are going to manage not only the sales process and the design process, but we're going to manage the installation process from start to finish. And if it's installed properly, you will not have the problems that you would have had possibly 10 or 15 years ago.
Are there, does Floor Covering International or Charleston have any real exotic, like wood plank floors, like the wide planks?
Yes, we do. Just about anything in the exotics we can get. Absolutely.
Good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Floor Covering International of Charleston?
Well, they can visit our website at floorcoverings.com, or they can give us a call at 695-7801 and make an appointment. My husband Rob will come out, take a look, and typically give them a quote right there on the spot.
And I also wanted to thank Floor Coverings International of Charleston for being one of the sponsors of the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour coming up Saturday, April 28th, of course, on Daniel Island. And Floor Coverings International of Charleston is sponsoring the Jackson Built Custom Homes home that will be part of the tour, located at 1440 Smythe Street on Daniel Island. And this home has vaulted kitchen featuring tile wall and fully integrated Thermador refrigerator, a walk-in butler's pantry with white oak flooring, shelves and counter-to-ceiling brick walls, a vaulted upstairs hallway with river view, custom iron handrail and white oak staircase, outdoor living space with vaulted porch. It just goes on and on. And you can get tickets. Tickets are now on sale for the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour at danielislandluxuryhometour.com. That's danielislandluxuryhometour.com. Well, we have been talking with Kathy Bullock with Floor Coverings International of Charleston. Thanks so much, Kathy.
Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Real Deal Countertops, located at 818 Central Avenue in Somerville. And now we're talking with Brian Bogla with Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern. How you doing, Brian?
Doing well, Tim. How are you?
Good. Take a moment and tell everybody about Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern.
Sure. So we are the largest privately owned home improvement company in the Southeast, right here on Rivers Avenue in North Charleston.
We've been in business, like I said, for over 50 years, and all of our products are made for the southeastern climate, such as our windows, our gutters, our siding, even our patio covers, to have a little nice shade in the backyard, especially with these months where we're going to get a little bit warmer outside.
Mm-hmm. Good deal. So Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern, that's your name, but you folks have quite a variety of products that you all have.
Yeah, we do. Obviously, with the name being Gutter Guard, the majority of the installations that we do are gutters. But like I said, we do windows because obviously with the southeastern climate, we get a lot of heat and a lot of humidity, and your power bill kind of rises in the summer and winter months here. So windows are a great energy efficient solution to help you lower your power bills. Our siding is made by Allside, and they have the best reputation in the business as far as siding goes. And all of our products, they come with a lifetime warranty, Tim. So you can feel really good about, you know, us doing your work, knowing that we've been around for so long and for many years to come, that we'll be around for years to service your job.
What will people see when they stop by your showroom on Rivers Avenue, the Ultimate Gutter Guard showroom?
Yeah, so if you come into our showroom on Rivers Avenue, we've got a lot of different products on display. We do walk-in showers as well as walk-in tubs. We're the authorized dealer for Kohler walk-in tubs, so you can come in and see our different shower and tub displays. We have a lot of walls built that look like a miniature house inside of our showroom that shows you our siding, our windows, our doors. We've got a couple of patio covers up in the showroom, and then, of course, our gutters. Our primary product is all over the showroom as well, so you can come in, and it's a one-stop shop. You can see everything that you could ever want for the outside of your home, and then with the inside, our insulation and bathroom remodels as well.
Mm-hmm. Good deal. Well, let's talk about the Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern, the gutter product that you folks sell.
Yeah, so this is a product we absolutely love, Tim, and the reason being is it's a two-piece seamless system. Now, with two pieces, what we're able to do is extrude the aluminum off the back of a truck to form fit your house. So we roll off the trough seamless, and then we roll off the hood seamless, and there's a bracket that goes inside. The great thing about this is every year you call us to come out and do your yearly inspection. We'll come out there. We take the hood system off of the trough of the gutter, inspect the inside, make sure all the brackets look good. It's all sealed up nice and tight. And then we put the hood system right back on top of the gutter, and your gutter looks and works brand new again. So this Gutter Guard product that we have, it's an amazing product. It works well. It takes up to 16 inches of rain per hour. But most importantly, Tim, it keeps our customers off the roof of their house. They don't have to worry about jumping on ladders and trying to clean out the gutters every weekend.
Mm-hmm. And I've seen the hood system for the Ultimate Gutter Guard, and it sort of defies logic because it looks like the water is going to come right off of the roof and then hit that hood and then, you know, fly right off and not go inside the hood. How does that work?
Yeah, so the water adheres to the hood, Tim. Like I said, it takes up to 16 inches of rain per hour. So with that smooth hood that we have, water adheres to it, flows into the gutter. The really neat thing is if you come by our showroom or you have us out to get you an estimate on our gutter system, we have a small 1 foot section of the gutter. We stick it in your sink and we turn your sink on to the most water that it can pump out at one time. And we can actually show you with our sample how that water flows into the gutter. It's a really neat system because about 75% of the water goes in the front entry system. The other 25% curves to the rear entry system. So the gutter takes in all the water and the downpours that we get here in the country, but also keeps all the debris off the top of the gutter, as well as, you know, keeping it out of the trough.
Even like what's that portion of the roof called, the valley, where two roofs are kind of converging?
Yeah, so what we have is it's called an inside miter, and that's what connects two seamless gutters together on an inside corner. And the hood system that we have for our inside miter is especially designed because you get such a torrential flow of water when it rains in those valleys, and that's a lot of water coming off the roof line, and it's a straight shot to the gutter. So we had the engineers of our Gutter Guard system, they came up with an inside miter that's able to take in those torrential downpours, which gives it such a high rating of 16 inches of rain per hour. So when it does hit that section on the inside valley, the water is displaced evenly and it all goes into the trough, and we have an overshoot warranty, so we guarantee the water won't overshoot even in those inside valleys.
What do you say to the people who have had gutters on their house and maybe it's caused the fascia board that it's attached to rot? It's not worked properly. They look up the, you know, on a sunny day and they're dripping water, and they just, you know, they think to themselves, these gutters are more trouble than anything. Why do I even need gutters on my house?
Yeah, and if your gutters are in that bad of shape or they're causing those kind of issues, you're better off taking the gutter off than keeping that gutter up there because of the damage that it's going to cause. So if the fascia board gets rotten, you're not in a whole lot of trouble because fascia board is very easy to replace and really inexpensive to replace. What gets expensive is the rafter tails sitting behind the fascia board. If those start to get into a rotting stage, that's when your expenses are going to start adding up as far as repairing and fixing the problems you have going on. Bad gutters or gutters that are clogged up or not seamed correctly or not sloped properly for the downspout, they cause a lot of damage to your home. So again, you'd be better off without gutters than any that are in that kind of shape. So when we come out, we do a thorough measure and site inspection. We look for things like rotten wood because, of course, you want to know if you have rotten wood on your house. And then we're able to get you some solutions based off the issues that you have going on. And we're able to replace that rotten fascia board or assess any other rotten damage and take care of that before we put our brand new system up for you.
Why do people need gutters to begin with?
So it's really a water management problem, Tim. You think about all the water that comes off your roof when it rains here. All that water puddles up around the house. It causes dirt and debris to kind of splash back against the foundation. You start to see cracks in the slab or soft wood underneath your crawl space. So really what a gutter is going to do is manage the water away from your home. Most people, your house is your most valuable investment, and you want to protect those investments. And gutters really do a great job of diverting the water away, protecting the house, the foundation, the wood around the house, even your window and door trims. I can't tell how many times we've gone out and, you know, folks have bad gutters, none at all, and their doors are rotten out. So we ended up replacing doors for them and then suggesting, hey, you really need gutters to prevent this from happening again because it will happen without proper water management.
Oftentimes, I can imagine that you folks at Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern, you're coming out, you're replacing some old gutters. It's going to require some repair. Does a homeowner have to hire a separate contractor for that?
No, we're really a one-stop shop when it comes to that, Tim. Like I said, on the initial appointment, we look for that rotten wood, but when you take gutters off, there's things that you might not have seen from the get-go. So when we take the gutters off and we find extensive damage or any damage at all that wasn't noticed up front, we pull the homeowner outside, we show them the problems that are going on with the fascia board or any kind of rotten wood issues, and then we address it because we can always fix it. Anything to do with rotten fascia board, rafter tail, soft vents, rotten wood around the doors or the windows, we take care of those things for our customers. We don't ever want them to have to worry about calling another contractor, shopping around, get estimates on a product that really we're the experts on and we know how to fix, so we take care of those things for them.
And I understand that Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern, you folks have just been picked up by Sam's Club?
Yeah, so we're really excited about that. Only 3 home improvement companies in the country are inside of a Sam's Club, and we're proud to be one of those companies that are. So we only have 1 Sam's Club in the area. If you come in and you get your receipt checked on the way out, you can't miss us. We're right there at the exit and entrance doors. Again, we're in Walmart as well. I've got a little miniature showroom in there. So really, you've got a Walmart in Somerville, our Sam's Club, and our showroom where you can come by, talk to us, see our products, ask any questions you might have on your mind for future projects for your home.
Well, how can folks get more information about Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern?
Yeah, so you can check us out at our showroom on Rivers Avenue. That's 7110 Rivers Ave, right next to Trident Tech. You can come by Sam's Club and see us, or you can come by Walmart and see us. Our phone's open all day from 9 to 6. You can check us out online at gutterscharleston.com.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Brian Bogla with Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern. Thanks so much, Brian.
Thank you, Tim. Talking about a home, talking about a home.
Been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Tune in next Saturday